This is WSKG News. The Broome Developmental Center was a home for people with developmental disabilities. It's now closed. The site has drawn significant community interest as a possible place for more addiction treatment and related services. But as WSKG's Brett Jaspers reports, the kind of treatment facility may be a sticking point.
The Broome Developmental Center here on Glenwood Road has over 100 beds. It has a gym and a cafeteria. There's bus service nearby. And in a region desperate for more treatment options, having this site seems like a rare opportunity.
Indeed, people have been talking about the possibility since the center closed in the spring of 2016. The county invited residents to talk about it back in May of this year at the Broome County Library. At the meeting, there were a lot of residents like Kim Dempsey of Binghamton. Dempsey's son is recovering from heroin addiction. She says treatment access here is getting better in small bits, but any new facility needs to go big.
And if you leave out any one piece, the whole thing can fail. You can have an addict go through detox. You can have them go through a short-term, long-term, and you can get all the way to the end. And if the sober house fails, the whole thing fails.
People want 24/7 access, medical detox, inpatient and outpatient services. Residents gave County Executive Jason Garner and other officials a long list. And they want a place that'll accept people without regard for their ability to pay. In short, a soup-to-nuts facility that would include everything a patient might need. The state owns Broome Developmental Center, and a local government unit, like a county, would need to give its okay to any new treatment operation. And Garner's in, but he says there's only so much the county can do. Here he is after that May meeting at the library.
The providers that we've talked to are asking for no money from us. And I told them, I was very upfront with it, we don't have any money. There's no money in Broome County.
In a later interview, Garner said there is a treatment provider working on an application for the Broome Developmental Site. He said many of the services people want will be part of the effort. But in the end, the county is limited.
We need to have a provider that's willing to provide those services. We can't just come up with a provider out of thin air.
This kind of talk doesn't sit well with Alexis Plus. She's the founder of the advocacy group Truth Farm. She says because Broome Developmental is such an ideal site, this is not an opportunity to waste.
My fear is that they're just going to take whoever walks in the door and says, we want to do this and we don't need your tax dollars. That's the worst thing for us to do. You know, we really need to put together a comprehensive request for proposals by the county with a list of criteria of what we expect to see in that facility.
If a provider isn't relying on any public money, she said, they'll over-rely on patients with private insurance that might pay more. It's not clear how much influence a county or a community can have over what a treatment center eventually looks like. WSKG asked for an interview about the process with the state's Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services multiple times, but got no response. Alan Wilmarth of United Health Services runs that system's addiction services. He said if the county issued its own request for proposals, UHS would take a look. He said there would have to be money behind it.
It all comes down to if you're going to put out a request for proposals, there has to be some mechanism to pay for the service once the proposals are in.
Wilmarth said the area especially needs more medication-assisted treatment. But even though there may be some tension about how this all might unfurl, the fact that providers, the community, and political leadership all want to do something is the most important thing, according to John Coppola. He's head of the Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Providers of New York State, a trade group for providers. Coppola thinks state regulators are willing to work with people looking to act.
I frankly would want to go to a meeting on the Southern Tier, if I could go there and talk to a bunch of people that are ready to rock and roll and make something happen, as opposed to some other place where people don't quite have their act together yet.
And that bodes well, he says, for getting addiction treatment at Broome Developmental Center. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.